This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Randall Kowalik, and K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Cheryl Boyer is here to update us on a couple of things in garden centers and nurseries for fall.
That's right. You know, it's hard to believe, but fall is here. So it is mum time, it's pansy time, it's fall festival time, and there's no better opportunity to make some plans than now. So we've got mums coming up, and I think one thing that might surprise people from the production side of things is that the mums that are going to be for sale or already for sale or that you're going to buy soon were put into production probably April or May. So about the time we were buying our petunias and our Mother's Day flowers, they were also starting mums for sale in the fall. So there's lots of them available, new cultivars every single year in just about every color you can imagine. And most of the ones they sell are hardy. So if you wanted to put them in the ground, they may come back. I try to think of them as just seasonal color and toss them when they're done and get to pick something new next year. They usually won't come back quite as well if you plant them in the garden, but they can if you've got lots of space and you want to stick them in the ground. But I like them as seasonal color, and you can pick lots of different things. In terms of having a agricultural display for the season, hay bales are popular, corn stalks, all sorts of things that you can get. Pumpkins, of course, goodness. And the types of pumpkins these days are pretty fun. So you can get small ones, big ones, colored ones, knobbly ones, all sorts of fun decorative gourds and pumpkins, and bring in the season. And pretty soon we'll see the colors of the leaves on the trees changing color. So that'll be exciting as well. I think it's already started to cool off some. I like it.
Yes, yes. Now, when we talk about mums, you're going into the nursery, you've got a huge display area of mums. How do you pick the best one? What do you look for?
You know, mums are a crop that's generally really consistent, and there are lots of other nursery crops that I would have a lot of really good advice for how to pick out a good one in a block, but for the most part, look for in mums, you're looking for consistency, and you want to pick one that's not in full bloom yet. So it's better to pick one that the buds are still tight on it, because it's a kind of a one and done thing. The flowers do last for a pretty good long time, several weeks. But if it's already completely in bloom, then you've already missed part of that showtime for your house. So look for ones that have some color on it so you can see if you like the color, and then choose one preferably that hasn't bloomed at all yet, but is definitely headed in that direction.
If you see an open flower, you don't know if that flower has been open for 1 week or 3 weeks.
Yes, but usually they're on a mum, they're all going to bloom at the same time. Now, there are mums that are
all going to bloom on the plant, on an individual plant.
Yes, the bloom show on the container of mums will generally all happen at the same time. And there are different mums that bloom early season, mid season, and late season. So if you wanted to make sure that you have continuous color for the next month and a half, look for those terms on the label or the marketing pieces that say when they bloom. So you could go ahead and get some now that are about to burst into color, and then some that will burst into color in 2 weeks, and some that will be exciting a month from now. So there's lots of options there, and definitely take advantage of cabbage and kale and pansies. Those are cool season annual plants they don't like being hot. So they'll thrive and live for a good long time into the winter. And some of them may stick around through quite a few snowstorms. So give it a shot.
The pansies, those are going to be seedling plants that we'll be seeing right now?
Yeah, those are annuals that you'll see just like you would see spring annuals. And sometimes we see pansies early in the spring season as well. So they're generally plants that you'll see both in the fall and in the spring, but not in the summer. Although there is at least one variety coming from the breeding side of things that will go all summer long. Usually people want to change out their containers and try something new, and there are options for that.
That's K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Cheryl Boyer talking about mums and pansies, now appearing in local garden centers and nurseries. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension and distributed over the K-State Radio Network.